listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. California Women's Music Festival is a nonprofit group dedicated to advancing women and girls in business, in education, and the arts. And tomorrow night in Lodi, CWM is hosting its Stronger Together Fest event. It's at Idle Beer Works in Lodi. We'll talk more about that event in a moment. But in the studio with me is California Women's Music Festival founder Victoria Boyington. I think you've been here from the very beginnings, haven't you, Victoria?
Yeah,
when you were first pitching the idea of wanting to have this festival. Well, congratulations and welcome back. Singer-songwriter Matea Overstreet is with us, and she'll be performing tomorrow night and performing for us in the studio. Hi, Matea.
Hi.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Had you heard about the Women's Festival, and if so, what had you heard about it?
You know, me and Victoria have been friends for quite some time now, and so I've kind of been in the intermixing of artists that she's been pursuing to have and as a part of her festival. So she pursued me as a participant to perform, and that's kind of how I started getting involved. And now I'm happy to be on the board of directors. So it's very exciting.
Well, you started ambitiously, Victoria, with a big festival, 1 day, 2 day, 3 days. The format of it has changed now. So these pop-up events seem to be where the niche is for you.
Definitely. I think what we were searching for is the correct demographic. And kind of where we're at, we're not seeing that demographic being met. But when I moved over to Lodi, they were super welcoming. The chamber embraced us. They made it possible for us to join. And so we're a member of the Lodi Chamber of Commerce. And we've been very happy with that move. We've been doing some pop-up concerts in Sacramento, the Bay Area, in Lodi, and Mariposa. And so in those demographic areas, we've seen a higher attendance rate.
Matea, you grew up in Modesto.
I did.
What was around you, encouraging you in music and helping to point you in a certain direction?
As a young performer, I had to really work my way into doing independent music and live music. I was mainly participating in like community theater, which I felt like limited me creatively. And once I started songwriting, I found it to be pretty challenging in Modesto to find places that would allow young people to perform in their venues. However, we've definitely come a long way in the last 5 years or so in our local community in terms of having so many different live music venues and so many different opportunities for young people. And as a result, there's so much more young talent coming out and realizing that there's a place for them. And so I think it's just all around promoting the creativity and the art culture in Modesto.
You started when you were 12 playing
guitar? Started playing guitar at 12, yes. I was a singer my whole life, and I just wanted to be able to perform. I loved people, and I loved being on stage, and I wanted to have something that I could do on my own, and started playing guitar so that I could sing for people pretty much, and now it's just become a part of the gig, a part of the brand. And
now that you're a very old 20-something, right?
Yeah, it's been about 7 years that I've been working my way through the music scene and trying to get more exposure and come up in the social media world and things like that.
So. Well, we're standing by because our technical engineer is adjusting so that you can perform live. And I think I got the thumbs up. So are you ready to go, Matea?
Awesome.
So this is Matea Overstreet. She's performing live in our studio, and you can hear her tomorrow night at a California Women's Music Festival event at Idle Beer Works in Lodi.
This voice I'll follow to where you are, if only things would change at all. Truth begins with sorrow, and I'm thinking it through while I keep looking forward. The expression of my feelings seem to be possessed by your previous misinterpretation. And this miscommunication isn't intentional. I just want to feel what I did before. When was the last time we had a conversation where I wasn't trying to make it right? No, no, no. I'd rather fail at honesty if you deny me my integrity as a conscious human being. Oh, what is it this time? I've been in this place with you since the day that you told me to leave. And if we took it slow, I know better than to give my whole world to you. I recommend you step aside, oh, while I take back what's mine. While I take back what's mine. Na da 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 da. Ooh, ooh, mine. Mmm, yeah, yeah, mine.
Matea Overstreet, and her original EP Shallow was released in June of this year. The first EP, Bad Seed EP, was released last June. Last year also, Matea was honored by the Modesto Area Music Association with their award for Singer-Songwriter of the Year.
Yes, I was. Thank you.
What do you want to do with your music? Your voice and your performing is absolutely beautiful, and I know that you have goals beyond this area.
Yes, definitely, but you know, that's not to say that I value the intimacy of local communities and local music scenes. I love that intimacy, and I love the connections that I make on a personal level with the people that listen to my music. I don't know if that's something I'm ever going to be willing to give up. You know, I love being independent. Mm-hmm. However, yes, like I'm always looking to reach new audiences and to get new ears and plant new seeds. It's just a matter of having the opportunities like this and having the content and the creativity and the hustle and the work ethic. And so those are all things that I really try to hone in on, you know. Being a 20-something or something or other, you know, it seems like there's endless opportunities. And so all you have to do is really, like, choose, you know, if you believe in yourself. And I feel like I do believe in myself at this point in my life. Mm. You just really have to just choose what you want. And, you know, I want a lot of things, but eventually I'm going to choose something. But I'm kind of just living it up right now.
Victoria, I know it matters to you that a musician has a message. And you have especially surrounded yourself with musicians that have messages for young girls. Mm-hmm. So what's happening in tomorrow night's event? And what are you working toward in these benefit events?
Well, we've been definitely wanting to integrate not just music, but art, and bring in vendors and artists from all different ages and ranges. So we have a young girl that's going to be playing tomorrow that's she's 16. And I mean, it's just amazing to watch people, you know, blossom. And it's nice to see that the older musicians that are seasoned are welcoming to those musicians and help to build them up. I just want really this event to help to grow, you know, the women of our future, because I think it's really important that we're building up ladies that can stand up to the challenges that we see every day in our world. And, you know, we need those leaders.
Stronger Together Fest is at Idle Beer Works in Lodi tomorrow night from 4 to 10. So it's October 13th. This is an all-ages event, isn't it?
Yes, that's part of why I chose Idle Beer Works, because they were very open to having all ages there. We're also going to have an art class for young kids that's going to be put on by Black Hearts Market. And I'm excited for that.
It seems, Matea, that even though you're still a young person yourself, that you've already taken on that mentoring role, and that you are willing and wanting to work with younger musicians.
Oh, absolutely. Having started out being so young and knowing that I wanted to be on the same level as the working musicians in my community, I feel like it's my responsibility, because I remember being, you know, 16, 17 and having these goals and ideas. And really
paying
not,
gigs at that age, too.
Yes. Just being able to know my way around, you know, negotiating contracts and things like that, things that kids probably don't think about, but, you know, they have these ideas and they have you know, visions that sometimes aren't being supported by, you know, their peer group. Sometimes you have to really, like, take a risk and go out on a whim to go for your dream. And I definitely feel like it's my responsibility to reach out to young people because I was there. And not a lot of people can say that they were there at that age really trying to make things happen. And so I feel like I have tools and I have tips for all artists, but especially young artists.
So tell me about the Business Seed Grant.
Oh, that is a grant that hopefully one day we will be able to actually open up to the public. My whole idea behind that was to help women businesses who would like to, you know, like the extra assistance on the startup fees that go along with creating a business. Because really, honestly, I didn't have a lot of help with my declaring the nonprofit status piece of this. Mm-hmm. And that would have been really a great blessing to have had that kind of assistance. So that is what we see happening with the Business Seed Grant in the future. Hopefully our July festival, because we're slated to have our actual festival in July of this coming year, hopefully we will be able to raise the money that we need in order to fund that piece, that grant. I would love to see that happen.
Well, I know you will be back before July to talk with us about that. And you just keep going because you have been a mover shaker, Victoria. And
Thank you.
It's fun to see what you come up with next. I think I'm going to close out the show so we can hear more music. Are you game for that, Matea?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
It's really lovely to meet you and to have your voice fill our studio.
Awesome. I can't wait to come back.
Continued success. I'm looking forward to that full-length album, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Me too.
Me three.
This is Matea Overstreet, and this is Insight for Today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, and let's close out the show with more live music in our studio.
We should be getting somewhere by now. I can't get over myself. My bad for dragging you along. I think I took it too far. Don't take it personal. Cause you say how you feel, so I gotta be real with you. Oh, cause it's inevitable. The way I invaded your soul. And I'm capable of taking everything you own. So don't lose control if I'm taking a hold. Cause I'm wrecking your home. Yeah. Just keep me locked up in a friend zone. I've been trying to let it go. I led you on some difficult road. Keeping you full up on a pedestal. I knew it wouldn't be long before we overflow. I'm just saying, you got some thinking to undergo. Don't make me say that I told you so. I didn't say I told you so. If you made me say I told you so, I swear it wasn't personal. And I'm capable of taking everything you own. So don't lose control if I'm taking a hold. Cause I'm not wrecking your home. Just keep me locked up in the friend zone. Don't take it personal. I'm not wrecking your home. I got you locked up in the friend zone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just keep me locked up in the. Keep me locked. Just keep me locked up in the. Keep me locked. Just keep me locked up in the friend zone. Oh yeah.